All right, so Ukraine banning Telegram on government devices. When I saw that headline, I was like, whoa, okay, this is kind of a big deal. But it got me thinking, we use these apps every day and we just sort of assume that they're secure. And this whole thing is making me rethink some things.
Yeah, it really highlights the difference between how we see these apps, how we think about them, and what the risks could actually be, and especially with something like national security at play here.
Right, exactly. And it's not just some random blog throwing this out there. We're talking about Ukraine's military intelligence, the GUR, calling out Telegram based on their, on their whole investigation.
Yeah, and they're saying this is not about, just trying to limit free speech or something. They're saying this is about the nuts and bolts of how Telegram works, the security of it, that could let people do some spying that they don't want.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit because Telegram has this reputation, right? It's like the app, it's like the
Right.
digital vault, super secure. What are we missing here? Why is Ukraine so worried?
So it all comes down to how Telegram uses or doesn't use encryption. So they have something called end-to-end encryption, or E2EE.
Okay.
And that can make it really, really secure. But, and this is the catch, you have to switch it on yourself. It's not automatic.
Wait, hold on. So I just assumed, like, by using Telegram, I had all that crazy encryption stuff.
Yeah, that's a pretty common thing to think, honestly. Most people just assume it's like built in. Think of it like this. You can send a postcard
Yeah.
or you can send a sealed letter. E2E, that's the sealed letter. Only you and the person you're sending it to have the key. No one else can peek. But on Telegram's normal settings, it's like you're sending a postcard out there. Anyone, maybe even Telegram themselves, they could technically see what you're saying.
Okay, that is kind of unsettling, not gonna lie.
Sure.
So this isn't just some, what if scenario, right? This goes straight to Ukraine's worries about Russia.
Exactly. If those messages aren't locked up tight with E2EE, someone who shouldn't be listening in could be. And Ukraine's being smart. They're not taking any chances, especially with what's going on right now.
It makes you think about that case in France against Telegram, right? Where the French government was saying, hey, you're not doing enough to control the bad stuff on your platform.
Right. And Telegram's defense for that, it's tricky because if they say, oh, we can't see the messages to moderate them, we're super secure, well, that weakens their argument if they do have some way to look at messages sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's a tough spot. So France is worried. Now Ukraine's worried. It's not just some one-off thing. This is a pattern with Telegram.
Yeah, and it makes you think, right, we just trust these big tech companies, these apps. They've got our security figured out. But Ukraine's situation, it's a wake-up call. We've got
Yeah.
to be asking questions, not just assuming.
Is this a sign of things to come? Are more governments going to start clamping down, even on apps people use all the time, just to be safe?
It's possible, yeah. I mean, digital security, that whole world is changing so fast. What's okay today might not be tomorrow, especially as these governments are trying to deal with hackers, security threats, all that.
Makes you nervous. I'll admit, I never thought about my messaging app as like a security risk. But Ukraine's got me rethinking a few things. What can we even DO, though? Ditch all these apps, go back to like sending smoke signals.
Hold your horses. No need for smoke signals just yet. But look, there are some easy things you can do. Digital hygiene, I call it, like brushing your digital teeth, right?
Okay, I like it.
First off, don't just assume an app's safe because it's popular or everyone says it's great. Do your homework.
I am so guilty of that.
Yeah.
Figured, hey, everyone's using it, it must be fine.
Right. We want things to be easy, convenient. But sometimes that means we're trading off some security without realizing it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave your front door unlocked just because you live in a nice neighborhood. Yeah.
Makes sense, yeah. You do the basic stuff in real life, got to do it online too.
Exactly. So go into those settings, hunt down that E2E feature, especially if you're talking about, private stuff. It takes 2 minutes, but could save you a lot of trouble.
So small steps, be aware. Don't be afraid to poke around those settings.
Yeah.
Solid advice in general, really. But what gets me about Ukraine is it's not even that Telegram is compromised, it's that they could be. That's what's got them spooked.
Exactly. And think about it. This is a country at war. They're not going to mess around if they think something's risky. That says a lot.
It makes you wonder, huh? Like if governments are saying, hold on, this tech stuff might not be as safe as we thought, maybe we need to rethink things too, you know?
Right. Are we coming to a point where, I don't know, the whole convenience thing, we just accept it, even if it's not the most secure? Big questions for sure. And it's going to keep coming up more and more, I think.
Yeah, this whole thing, it's eye-opening, for sure. I guess I just figured, oh, these companies, these apps, they've got it handled. But now. a little less sure. You know what I mean?
It's easy to think that way, though, right? Most of us, we just trust the stuff. We don't really know how it all works underneath.
Like, I can drive a car, but I couldn't tell you what's going on under the hood, you know?
Exactly. And these conversations about encryption and governments and all that, it's kind of like popping the hood on your phone, right?
Makes sense. Definitely got me thinking, that's for sure. And I bet our listeners are feeling the same way.
Oh, I'd say so. This isn't easy stuff, figuring it all out.
But hey, that's what these deep dives are for, right? We dig into this stuff, try to make sense of it.
That's it. More you know, the better. Especially with technology these days. It changes so fast.
Well said. All right, listeners, one last thing to chew on as you go about your day. If whole countries are starting to worry about the tools we use every day, what does that mean for you, for your own digital life? Something to think about. Until next time, stay curious out there and stay safe.